This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. President George W. Bush visits Florida today to get a firsthand look at the damage left by Hurricane Ivan. Meanwhile, at a Boston fundraiser last night, Democratic challenger John Kerry said he was in a fighting mood. With 6 weeks left until the election, the presidential race continued to heat up this week. Both candidates addressed the National Guard. John Kerry shook up his campaign staff again and seemed to be taking a more aggressive approach, with more pointed criticism of the president.
His is the excuse presidency. Never wrong, never responsible, never to blame. President Bush's desk isn't where the buck stops. It's where the blame begins.
Mr. Bush wasn't backing down, though, and he passionately defended his policy in Iraq.
We fought the terrorists across the earth, not for pride, not for power, but because the lives of our citizens are at stake.
In the studio now to discuss some campaign issues is one of our regular guests, Doyle McManus, Washington Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times. Welcome back, Doyle.
Good morning, Leanne.
Let's start with John Kerry, or what seems to be the new mean, lean candidate here. Is that the influence of some of the new campaign staffers he brought on this week?
Well, it's partly the influence of those campaign staffers, most of whom are old Bill Clinton people. It's actually the effect of that long telephone conversation that Bill Clinton had with John Kerry as he was going into the hospital. And apparently what happened was a former President Clinton said, you've got only, now it's 44 days to go. Your message hasn't been clear enough. You're going to come out and have to come out and fight a little tougher and draw tougher contrasts. And John Kerry seems to be taking that advice.
There were other questions continuing this week about the authenticity of documents brought to light by CBS. Regarding President Bush's Air National Guard service, is this an issue that's going to stick throughout the campaign?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that the issue of President Bush's National Guard service and the issue of John Kerry's Vietnam service are like those hurricanes. We had one after another. I think they've almost blown themselves out. Dan Rather still has a problem, but I think the two candidates have pretty much battled to a draw, and we may actually get a debate on the issues for the rest of this campaign.
Let's talk about one of the serious issues, the war in Iraq. Casualties mounted. It was a violent week there. And there was also news of a pessimistic national intelligence estimate that seemed at odds with the president's optimistic outlook on the war. Does that kind of thing put Mr. Bush on the defensive?
Well, fundamentally, it should put the President Bush and the administration on the defensive. There really is a wave of bad news over the past week from Iraq, and it's very difficult to see how it's going to get much better. The question in political terms isn't whether Iraq is in good shape. It's not. The question is whether Senator Kerry can figure out a way to persuade voters that he could do a better job. The interesting paradox in the polls is that voters are unhappy with the situation in Iraq, but they still give President Bush higher marks than John Kerry for being able to lead there. If John Kerry can't change that number, he's not going to be president.
Let's talk about another issue, a domestic one, health care. Democrats consider it a strong issue for John Kerry, is it?
It is a strong issue for Kerry. Among other things, he still runs very strongly among senior citizens who were massively unimpressed by President Bush's attempt at Medicare reform last year. But here again, the Bush campaign, which is very well honed, very well run, and if anything, considerably more orderly, if you like, than the successive waves of advisors that come into the Kerry campaign. You see a very good example of the Bush campaign at work. President Bush very strongly last week attacking John Kerry's health plan as a blueprint for government domination. Now, there was a good dose of exaggeration in what President Bush was saying about it, but it's good old-fashioned politics.
There was a new report released that showed serious job losses in Ohio and Missouri. These are two important states in the election. What about jobs? Is that issue a source of strength for the Democrats?
The jobs issue, the weak economy, has been the principal source of strength for Senator Kerry all year long. It was remarkable that in most states, the jobs picture got a little bit better, but of all states in the country, two of the toughest battleground states, Ohio and Missouri, actually less jobs than the month before. We could actually have the bizarre scenario of, and I'm going to, this is really just to throw out one to watch on election night. Senator Kerry could win Ohio, he could win Missouri, he could win a bunch of those battleground states, Even if he comes out behind in the popular vote, we could yet again have one of those electoral vote majorities, popular vote minority elections.
Polls are omnipresent at this time, and they were all over the place this week. I mean, some showed a strong lead for the president, others showed the candidates to be neck and neck. What accounts for these discrepancies?
Well, of course, polling, we are reminded every cycle, is more of an art than a science. And at some stage in a campaign, it's not unusual to have this kind of uncertainty. One of the things we have to say, though, is that for a lot of the year, people like me were saying, well, there aren't any swing voters this year. Well, I think somebody's swinging around. I don't know whether it's the voters or the pollsters who are swinging around. Here's the other tip. If you want to sound knowledgeable about polls, tell your friends, don't pay any attention to the head-to-head number, the Bush versus Kerry number, because that captures all of the uncertainties and all of the swing. Just keep your eye on President Bush's job approval rating, because by Election Day, that's a very stable number. By Election Day, his vote will basically converge on that number, which at this point is at about 51 or 52.
Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for coming in, Doyle.
Thank you, Leanne.